All right, we're back here with the Metallica people.
Yep.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I got a quick question. Okay,
Capricorn.
You finish a record. You're getting ready to go out on tour for I don't know how long.
2 years.
You excited?
And change.
You excited?
Yeah.
That's. I mean, a lot of people. We understand because we're in a band and. So you finish a record.
Oh, yeah, what's your band?
Yeah, what, you know.
You guys have been on the road 4 years, I hear.
Pretty much. And
do you guys don't have a vehicle? You've just been on the road?
Nah, just no lives, really.
Nothing
to come home to. Yeah, sorrow, yeah. Sadness, despair.
You guys got a demo tape?
Yeah, we actually
I knew I'd be the first one to cry.
Well, yeah, the road life can take it out of you. But, we've got...
A jet?
We've got families. Yeah, that too.
We've got a jet, so it's going to be great.
A jet. Okay, a jet each. But yeah.
Jets.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll race you to the gig, dude.
Yeah.
No, but we do. We have invested some money back into our physical and mental health on the road,
sure.
Which includes that.
Yeah.
And, maybe touring, week on, week off, 2 weeks at a time, things like that. Get home, refuel with the family, and then head back out and get the other kind of fuel.
It's a total investment in the band. It's like you sit there and try to figure out what are you capable of doing these days. And we're actually going to try and tour America week on, week off. Just go away for a week, give everything you have to the shows, and then come home and like James says, refuel, hang out with the family, then go on again, do that. Some people do Nashville-style touring where they go away just for the weekend or whatever.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it does. But
I'll take some of that.
Yeah. Right. But I don't want to miss out on all
how
the weekends.
How y'all doing? We're the Foo Fighters.
I don't want to miss the weekends.
Welcome
either.
To the fair.
So, 27 years into it, you try to just figure out what works for you, and so we're going to try something different this time, and we're going to do 5 months, week on, week off, and see,
That sounds like
good plan.
Good plan. Yeah.
Good plan. Okay, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you a question.
Too, huh? Yeah.
Okay, I usually don't like reading questions, but I'm going to read one to you.
Silence.
Many see the Black Album as a major turning point in Metallica's direction, a point that encompassed a lot of Metallica's past, but also offered insight into what would lie ahead. Much like Black Sabbath's Volume 4 or Led Zeppelin's
4.
I knew that was coming.
How would you describe the forthcoming record in terms of where Metallica's been and where it's going?
Taylor,
this is the ninth.
Taylor, can you, just read
Thank
that
you.
In normal voice so we can understand the
Thank
question?
What was the question?
We already made our fourth.
Well,
record,
I'll tell you, man. I mean, a lot of it's hard not to talk about this new record without talking about the past, because it's obviously a return to things that you guys have built this legacy on, because you guys, there's in some of the songs I hear like old school Bay Area thrash, speed metal thrash stuff. There's songs where I hear trouble, man. Like there's some songs where you hear pieces where it's like, oh man, that's like the first time you heard Injustice for All. Or, oh man,
it's
like the
Rick.
First time.
I mean, it's Rick. It's all Rick. Rick came in this control room about 2 years ago and sat down and said, listen, after the Injustice for All album, we figured that we were done with that side of Metallica. There was nothing more that we could offer. We couldn't go any faster. We couldn't go any more sideways. We couldn't be more progressive. There were more weird time signatures. It was, so the only thing, that we could do was go back and listen to the AC/DC records and go in a different direction,
right.
You know what I mean? And we spent the next 15 years going in as many musical different directions
as we could, as an artist, you got to do that.
And we were fortunate that our fans went with us and we challenged ourselves and we went all over the map. But when Rick came here 2 years ago, he said, don't be afraid of the records that you made in the 80s. Don't be scared of what those, be inspired by them. Go back and listen to the same music that you listened to when you were making those records. Go back and, think about the process, that you were going through when you were making those records. What were you feeling? What were you thinking? What were you doing? Like, it's okay. Those records, I think the four of us and the fans and even our peers and the critics, they put those records, especially Lightning, you know, Puppets and Justice, they were put on such pedestals. It was like these milestones and these groundbreaking records, and it was just, we were so scared of going near those records because if we went near them, we would take something away from them. We would cheapen them. We would we would belittle them in some way. Right. So we spent 15 years running away from those records. And Rick sat in there one day 2 years ago, said, don't be afraid of your past. Embrace it. Be inspired by it. Be revitalized by your past. Don't sit and listen to all this other stuff that's going on. Listen to what you used to do. And that was a major, major turning point for us.
And, you know, I think, honestly, when you, as an artist, you don't want to make any U-turns, you know. You don't want to, like, I don't want to go back there. I've already done that. Yeah. I want to do something else. I want to do something else. But what you guys have done, I don't think, with this album, it's not a U-turn. What I think you guys have done is you've really given an album to your fans that they're going to dig, man. And
but it's also, it's not about copying the past. It's just about being revitalized by it. It's not about copying. It's not country fairs and 1986 and, you know, let's relive 20 years ago. It's just about...
You guys did country
fairs. Yeah, I was going to ask, you guys did country fairs. You guys
it's just, it's about being inspired by the past.
The Jägermeister and, 10 at the Utah State Fair.
It's coming next year. But it's about being inspired by the past and not, you know, being afraid to embrace it. And that's what Rick really made us feel comfortable doing, you know.
Awesome.
I think you guys successfully merged it with the future, you know, with a future. So I don't think it sounds like, oh, they're trying to sound like Injustice or Masters or anything like that.
Thank you.
All right, let's listen to this song. It's called The Day That Never Comes. It's a Metallica song from their new record, Death Magnetic. Listen now.
Whoopie-doo.